With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. government will begin operating evacuation flights to help Americans leave Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to a sharp reduction in commercial flights out of Israel, the U.S. will help Americans leave as Israel prepares to escalate military action against Hamas militants.
The United States government will arrange charter flights to provide transportation from Israel to sites in Europe.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also confirmed that the death toll in the fighting now includes at least 27 Americans. 14 remain unaccounted for. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israeli military pulverized the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip with airstrikes, prepared for a possible ground invasion, and said Thursday its complete siege on the territory would remain in place until Hamas militants freed some 150 hostages taken during that grisly weekend attack. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul spoke to reporters about the ongoing speaker's race and why it's important to get someone in quickly. McCaul said Republicans were playing a dangerous game with the speakership fight and warned of global consequences in further delaying the selection of the next House speaker.
I just made the conference aware that we're living in a dangerous world. The world's on fire. Our adversaries are watching what we do, and that, quite frankly, they like it. And Chairman Xi talks about how democracy doesn't work. And we're proving them right.
As of now, Steve Scalise does not have enough votes to win the speaker's race. Ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked if it was possible for Scalise to find enough support. McCarthy said it's possible. It's a big hill, though. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 173 points, the NASDAQ dropping 85, the S&P lower by 27. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step towards condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow two men or two women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official has confirmed voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature earlier this year, allowing millions in state income taxes to be diverted to religious and other private schools. This is SRN News. Strike talks have broken off between actors and the Hollywood studios.
The Alliance of Studios and Streaming Services that negotiates with actors says the two sides are so far apart in their contract talks that there is no point in continuing. The actors' union slam what they call bullying tactics from their opponents. Negotiations resumed last week for the first time since the actors went on strike in July. The studios say the deal they offered was as generous as the one that ended the writer's strike last month. Actors call that misinformation. John Scott reporting.
TikTok and Montana faced off in federal court in a case filed by the media sharing app and five content creators who want the court to temporarily block the state's ban on the platform before it takes effect on January 1st. The state argued the law is not about foreign policy, but to address serious concerns about information shared with China. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.